This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And of course, to all of our new affiliates, WZXI, 1280 AM, Lexington, Kentucky, we appreciate you and welcome aboard. We appreciate your trust, and we will do what we've always done from start to finish. We will bring you the two foundations. We will not give you our opinion. We will give you fact, because facts, as John Adams, the second president of the United States, rightly said, are stubborn things. And as long as we stick to our foundations, friends, we're not going to be moved, saith the Christ. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, or you can jump over to sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We're going to jump over there in just a moment here. You can also check us out on our Facebook accounts, which are Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, as well as Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, and or Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on our Facebook account. You can also jump over to our Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean 1. Again, Bradley Dean 1. That's double E, Bradley Dean 1. And folks, if you'd like to call in over the next 2 hours, you have us for 2 hours today. It is 1-866-582-9933. We have a new, brand new system set up, and it's actually pretty cool. Don't be afraid to call. We don't bite. Well, some of us do. I won't bite today. As long as you come on the show and you're sincere about what you want to talk about, let's go for it. If you want to contend for the faith, let's go for it. If you want to dispute, go for it. But just know within yourself, what I'm going to do is I'm going to bring up the founding documents so you can understand what they say. Again, my opinion matters no more than yours does, because we're ruled by law in this country, not by opinion. 1-866-582-9933. And yes, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head, and so true is that. As we would say, youth talk, true that. Folks, is this just crazy what's going on concerning Kim Davis? And what's even crazier, friends, is when you look over at Kim Davis, the clerk from Kentucky who refused to hand out illegal licenses to homosexuals that want to marry one another because the Supreme Court illegally redefined the institution which belongs to the church and only to the church. But isn't it interesting how Fox News is responding? As a matter of fact, we have on sonsoflibertymedia.com more Fox News-controlled opposition, folks. If you want to know why Jesus damned lawyers, just watch this piece on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, it's a Fox News controlling the opposition. This time, it's coming from Andrea Tantaros. She's supposed to be a Christian. And folks, really what it comes down to is Fox, you need to understand, they're a bunch of statists. In other words, whatever the government says, oh, it must be. And we're not here to argue with the Supreme Court, though that they are redefining law. And it's not the job at the Supreme Court to redefine law. No, it's there to discover and apply the law, not to legislate or act as a bunch of activists from the bench. No, they're to be removed, Article 2, Section 4, outside of good behavior, because they're overreaching. They're acting out of their scope of authority. And yes, friends, those that serve we the people, you need to understand understand that they're there to magnify the enumerated laws found in the Constitution of the United States, not to tear them down and recreate them in some godless image. Understand? And folks, until you understand that, you're going to keep turning these news outlets on without having to pull the curtain back. But I'll tell you when, America, you will begin to understand. When you are the ones that are being assailed personally by the ignorance that's assailing the American people, not only through the justice system, or should I say the injustice system, but also these news outlets. Fox is just as bad, friends, as any other outlet. As a matter of fact, they're there to control the opposition. That's all they're there for at this particular point. And go ahead and get behind the government, no matter what they do, and push their agenda. That's why you never see any opposition, friends. And if you do, you always see some sort of debate from the left into the right, is the American people again lose their rights. And any wonder, how couldn't it be when you know who Fox is? Folks, we've been talking about it over the last couple weeks. Who's behind them? What's pushing them? We know that they're half Saudi-owned, friends. We're told by one of the individuals that owns half of Fox News, along with the atheist Rupert Murdoch, he said that we cannot have a strong American government. No, weaken it by putting ignorant news anchors out there to dummy down the American people, because for the most part, they'll just take it for face value. The American people, they know your enemies do, America, know that you're not going to do your due diligence. That's why they do what they do, because they will always get away with whatever you let them get away with. Sons of Liberty Media.com. Fox News, again, hypocritical Geraldo Rivera. Friends, what's this guy doing on Fox? You have to ask yourself the question, what is he doing on Fox? He's purposed there, friends. He's appointed to be there, again, to control the opposition. I mean, I'm actually appalled. And folks, just this last week again, we had sodomite Shepard Smith on Fox News again. A known sodomite tries to link Christians with Sharia law, calling Christians haters for magnifying the laws of our Constitutional Republic, Article 4, Section 4. See, again, America, until you know the difference, you're not going to change anything. And sure as enough, friends, nothing's going to change until you right the wrongs. And America, you have the freedom to right the wrongs. You have the freedom to right the wrongs. Boy, Fox has just been on their little, their expose, not purposed, of course, but they've been uncovered over and over and over and over and over again just this last week. Sons of Liberty Media.com, it's just a coincidence that two amazing signs just appeared on the 14th anniversary of 9/11. Wow, folks, in Mecca, one of the mosques was hit with lightning, and over the top of the two towers, there was a rainbow over New York City. Check out the pictures on sonsoflibertymedia.com. Saudi Arabia aids refugees, seeks to build 200 mosques in Germany. Folks, this is called infiltration through a Trojan horse to overthrow. That's what these people are being appointed to do, friends, to go into these countries. They're not the victims. They're the assailants. They're the ones perpetuating the crimes. We just seen that, friends, just yesterday. I really don't know when it comes to the point where the American people are up in arms about what's going on in their country until it does hit home. Sons of Liberty Media.com. German woman who stood up against Islamic prayer in church calls upon Christians for help. Friends, why are the women doing, namely men, I'm speaking to you right now, why are the women doing what you're called to do by God, you're ordained by God to do? I'll tell you why the women are doing it, because the men aren't doing it. And I high-five every one of you women that are doing the stuff. We're going to take a quick break, folks. We're going to talk about lines between church and state, the lie that's been thrown on you by the ACLU and the communists themselves, and we're also going to talk about when do you submit to governments.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Do you owe the IRS money? Do you have years of unfiled returns? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. If you are losing sleep over your IRS tax problem, there is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call 800-643-4661 for your free and confidential analysis on ending your tax nightmare. We can help get your life back on track and give you the fresh start you deserve. Our A-plus BBB-rated tax resolution team has over 125 years of combined experience to get you the best deal possible while stopping the IRS dead in their tracks. Call Signature Tax now at 800-643-4661. Call 800-643-4661. Again, that's 800-643-4661. 800-643-4661.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. We got Mike calling from Tennessee. Let's take this quick question real quick, friends, before we get rolling here on Lines Between Church and State. Hey, Mike, how are you, my friend?
Hey, doing very well. I'm a new listener. I just dialed in the toll number at Genesis, and I'm listening to you now for the first time. And I heard when the show came on, it mentioned how this is a show about showing how the Judeo-Christian system is what this nation was established under. And I'm not really sure if that's actually correct, because if I'm not mistaken, we're supposed to have a republic that those people that won the war against Great Britain established, but yet the people here before them, the Native Americans, they lived in harmony because they had this system of cooperation. What is effectively the libertarian philosophy today was what they practice, which is, you know, do whatever you want to as long as you're not harming your neighbor. And effectively, there was no governance other than self-governance, and it worked quite well for a long, long time.
So when they're self-governing, then who are they self-governing unto?
Each other, to themselves.
Each other, and they're going to have, and they're going to have, and Mike, they're going to have peace and harmony by self-governing each other, unto each other.
Certainly, right.
Okay,
right.
I'm kind of like, are you talking about like coexist?
Governance, you take responsibility for yourself. You're governing yourself so that you don't have somebody over you.
But when you say
harmony.
No, I understand that. So coexistence in your book, how would that work out with you then today? Muslims, Christians, Jews, Buddha, Dalai Lama, so on and so forth. So how would that work out?
Great. In a country, in a land, in a place where people reflected upon their own religion and allowed their neighbor to do the same, then they coexist by practicing those what you just referenced were monotheist religions. And you, in your places like Palestine, where you've got 15% Christians with Muslims and Hindus and other religions, they get
so it would work out then. It would work out then.
Absence it of would, the government, so. It always, absence of the government, it always works out, my friend.
Really? So let's say if I bought you a ticket to the Middle East, you would just get along with everybody over there?
I have several friends that are from the Middle East. I've never been over there. I wouldn't have a problem with going.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, let me bring you back. Let me answer your question, Mike.
Well, the only two places where I couldn't go would be Israel and Saudi Arabia, because in those places, if you practice anything other than their form of religion, they put you in prison or kill you.
Exactly. That was just exactly my point. Thank you for catching on to that. Now, in all sincerity, when we go back to the Declaration of Independence, it references who four times? Our Creator. Let me answer.
Self-governance. Those are
Mike.
Tyrannical states.
Also, America's tyrannical then.
I said, yes, it is, most definitely. But Israel and Saudi Arabia are definitely tyrannical.
Okay, so
brand of faith, they kill you or put you in.
Okay,
prison.
Well, here. Okay, now just give me a couple minutes here, because I want to ask you a couple questions. I'm asking you a question, Mike.
I know, but
if you're going to disrespect my time, if I am going to answer your question with a question. Do you have a problem with your government lying? Do you have a problem with your government stealing? Do you have a problem with your government committing the act of perjury? Do you have a problem with them stealing? Do you have a problem with your government killing? Do you have a problem with those issues concerning your government today?
These tyrants occupying these positions.
Answer the question, Mike, or else I'm going to hang up. I don't have time to play games with you. Answer the question. Are you okay with the government acting outside of the laws in which God has instituted in America? Do you have a problem with that? Do you have a problem with the crimes that do you have a problem with those in government that represent we the people, that derive their just powers from the consent of we the people? But keep in mind, we receive our inalienable rights given unto us by our Creator, and rights come from our Creator, my friend. They do not come from the state. Do you have a problem with the government violating law in this country?
Define law.
I just did. Do you have a problem with government killing? Do you have a problem with government lying? Do you have a government? Do you have a problem with government that steals? You do. Well, then it sounds to me like you're on God's side.
Yes, definitely. My Creator provided me all that I need. He gave me everything, a roadmap, my provisions for life, everything. I see His wisdom and only His wisdom, because that's where the answers
Amen.
Are. And they
Amen.
Work every time. They work every time.
Okay. They absolutely do, but then why are you disputing the fact that we are who you say that we are not?
What we have in this country is not ordained by God, nor is it biblical, nor is it Christian, nor is it Judeo. Any
really? Hey, Mike, who told you that, Mike? Who told you that?
Nobody had to tell me that. I can see that for myself. No one. 1 Samuel chapter 8. God ordained God, not man. That's why He told the people, follow me. In verse 11 through 17, He gave the consequences. When the people went to Samuel and wanted a king, He said, follow me. And He gave them the consequences. And then He said, fine, okay,
yep.
Have Saul
You're
enjoy.
Right.
And the reality
You're
is
right.
that that proves two things. God ordains God, but he gives you the free will to screw yourself if you really want to. But you've got the consequences to deal with.
Okay. So, but I'm kind of confused with what you're saying here, Mike, because you're advocating what it sounds like you're not advocating. To say that we're not a Christian nation is to deny the harvest in which the seeds that our forefathers planted in the spring 236 years ago. How do you deny the fact of who we? What's that?
The republic is gone. This is not a constitutional republic. It is not Christian.
Okay. I'm tracking with you, Mike. So you're telling me, did we used to be a constitutional republic, Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution?
I don't know about your articles, but yes, originally.
No, you don't, because this is the problem, Mike. With all due respect, because I do hear your sincerity, but this is the problem. Most people haven't taken the time to read the founding documents. And because they don't read the founding documents, they don't know their left hand from their right hand. And I'm not smacking you backwards, my friend, but the fact of the matter is, those that serve we the people in this country, from representatives all the way to the military, they uphold their hands, swearing to God and man that they will uphold that Constitution against all enemies, both foreign and domestic. So help me, how do they end that with, Mike?
Yeah,
so help me, what?
Because they don't. They're lying.
Okay, well, then if they're lying, Mike, if this is where we're at, my friend, that we're no longer a constitutional republic, that lies within the hands of the people to right the wrongs then. You don't deny God because you've given way to a tyrannical system or an arbitrary government. You right the wrongs because you still have the freedom to right the wrongs.
Well,
it's not enough that we sit and complain about it. We have to deal with the issues at hand, my friend.
I did not say that I was not under God's law or that I practice what my Creator gave. I said this nation does not. This nation as a whole does not.
Well, that's how it was birthed, though. If you haven't, that's how it was birthed, Mike. That's how it was birthed. When you look at guys like President Andrew Jackson, who said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests, or Thomas Jefferson saying the Bible is the...
He was a tyrant that stole the land from the Native Americans and slaughtered a third of the Cherokees. Give me a break.
He did a lot of bad things. But hey, whoa. Wait, Mike.
Give me another one.
I'm going to give you another one right now. Andrew Jackson, at the end of his life, was saved because a faithful preacher. Do keep in mind, my Christian friend, that Christ is a savior of sinners. Do you understand? So are you telling me since birth you've been perfect, Mike? Because everybody that I look at and everybody I know, and every time I look in the mirror, I see somebody that needs more grace every day of my life. So you don't sit there and judge a man. So if you're a Christian and you've been saved by grace, are you telling me all the way up until the point that you got saved, you never made any mistakes or bad decisions in your life? And that does not negate the fact that we're a Christian nation.
Right.
We are the light of the world, my friend. We are the light of the world because we are a Christian nation. And if you knew anything about your history, read the Declaration of Independence, read the Mayflower Compact. You were talking about all those Indians that were here hanging out. You forgot about our forefathers who came over on the Mayflower in 1620 when they landed in Plymouth in the Massachusetts, and you failed to forget the founding documents. And see, the problem is, Mike, you don't read, and then you get on the radio with me, and then you make a fool out of yourself because you don't know the difference, and then you get mad at me for you doing it. You stepped in it. I didn't. Thank you for the call. I got some... Folks, this is exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, you want to talk about straining at the gnat and swallowing the camel? There you have it. Mike just did it. You want to talk about stepping in it? Mike just did it. And see, folks, it's not good enough for us to sit there and complain about the fact that we have a tyrannical government or a tyrannical system. Wait a second. The system is still in place. It's the people that need to stand up. We don't need more laws, friends. We need good men to enforce the laws that we have so we don't have to deal with man's 10,000 commandments anymore. Let's get back to God's 10 commandments and right the wrong. There is no question whatsoever, friends. We are a Christian nation. Like it or not, if you don't like it, I'll buy the ticket. We're going to take a quick break. Be right back.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels,
Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Just had a caller in, called from Tennessee, and boy, I'm telling you what, friends, he sounds like he's contending with himself. You know, folks, we don't complain about a system that is ungodly because 78% of the American people in this country that claim to be Christian threw off their duty and departed wickedly from their God. No, you right the wrongs. That's what grace was sent and given for. In America, we need to get back to that. Now, for the sake of time, folks, there's no argument here. We just, like I said, I don't need to add on to what Mike just did in Tennessee. He did it to himself. But when you get some time, it's interesting because what I heard come out of his mouth was nothing but the revisionists. And it's interesting how they want to justify themselves with what the revisionists say rather than what they themselves said. And we used to play that game in school where we used to sit around. We would start with one people. There'd be 10 people in a circle. And 5 and 6 year olds would be sitting in a circle, and you'd say one thing to the first person to your left. It'd go around the circle and it'd come back, and it'd be completely, it had nothing to do with what the first person said. And that's exactly how grown-ups act in this country. If you take the time to read the Declaration of Independence, you'll find that 75% of that documentation, my friend, Mike, is 56 signers who threw off a tyrant who would not be ruled by God. That's why our forefathers, John Adams, Ben Franklin, Thomas Jefferson, I can go on and on. That's why they said either you're going to be ruled by the Bible or you're going to be ruled by the bayonet. That's why they said either you're going to be ruled by tyrants or you're going to be ruled by God. That's why Moses in the Ten Commandments is in all your civil buildings. That's why the Bible is used before those that represent we the people. That's why their hands are upon the Bible. Upholding the Constitution and the enumerated laws, 34% of all documented confirmations and assertions given by our forefathers, my friends, were directly from the Bible. Ask Charles D. Montesquieu, ask William Blackstone, ask John Locke, and ask our signers who were in the Revolutionary War holding the flags, no king but King Jesus, and appeal to heaven. This is nonsense. When you're done reading the Declaration of Independence, go over to the Mayflower Compact. Those are our forefathers' fathers. Those are the ones that preceded our forefathers. The Mayflower Compact, folks, you may as well just sit down, have a guy stand up in the pulpit and start preaching, because it smacks of the pulpit and the pulpit only. Now, it's interesting, when I brought up a quote by Andrew Jackson, the 7th President of the United States, we've done shows on Andrew Jackson. He was all that and more. A man left to himself is half beast, half devil, says George Whitefield. That's right. But a man saved by grace is a new creation in Christ Jesus. And when he has been renewed, I am going to stand behind the Christ in the man all the way. And he was the one, the 7th President of the United States, that said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. And yet we have a professed Christian on the radio combating that. That tyrant, look what he did. That tyrant, look what he did. I know, let's speak about these tyrants like Moses, who was guilty of murder, who led the children of Israel to the promised land. Let's talk about Paul, who wrote 2/3 of the New Testament, that was there when Stephen was martyred, that was there with letters from the Pharisees to go kill and imprison Christians. Yeah, that was saved by grace, who lived by faith. And because of them men that were transformed, it doesn't show you how bad these men were. It shows you how great the Savior, the Christ, is, who came into the world to save men from their sin, Matthew 1:21. Now, interestingly enough, we'd get a caller like this, because I talked to a guy in the Minnesota State Fair. I talked to hundreds of people for the 24 hours that I was there. And as he came up to me, we were having a conversation, and then I just asked him, I said, so are you a Christian? He said, yes, I am. See, Christians, professed Christians, people that are raised in the church in this country, folks, and I'm talking about the modern day, what I have personally experienced, they're the worst of men. They think they know everything. They're self-righteous. They're prideful. You better not tell them anything that they've ever done wrong according to Scripture. Because if you do that, then you're legalistic, which, by the way, has no definition in the Webster's 1828. It doesn't exist. It's a modern word. See, these are the people that say, because you obey God's law, that's legalistic. No, I obey God because I love God for what He did through His Son, Jesus Christ, on my behalf. That's why I obey the law. And He wrote those laws within my mind and in my heart, Psalm 40 and also Hebrews 10. Read it when you get a moment. But while I was speaking to this guy out at the Minnesota State Fair, I said, so you're a Christian? He said, yeah. And he was trying to be all self-righteous about everything he was saying. You know, he forgot Scripture like, take heed that you stand lest you fall. And I thought, okay, my door's open. I'm going to go for it now. And I'm going to say to him, you know, what comes into my heart. And so I began to say to this man, so you're a Christian? He said, yes. And Christians act like Christ. They're moved by the Spirit, for as many are led by the Spirit of God, yea, these are sons of God. Romans 8. Yes, of course. Cool. Can you name 3 of the 10 commandments for me? No, that's that old law. Really? So you're an antinomianist. In other words, you have no regard for God's moral law. Well, Jesus did away with the law. I said, no, you're repeating what you heard from somebody. Because when you read Matthew 5, Jesus didn't abrogate the law anywhere in the New Testament, Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John. He came to what? Explain it. If it was done away, then why is he explaining the law? And how many times did he have to use the law as a schoolmaster to bring men unto himself? John 8, Mark 7. Galatians 3:24, Romans 3:20. See, folks, they say that God has done away with that old law. Isn't that interesting? That old law was preached from the pulpits all the way up until 1962 in this country. And what do we see since that old law has not been preached from the pulpits any longer. A lawless society. And then they have the audacity to go blame the government. Well, the church is called to be the moral compass of society in the first place. Boy, oh boy, this guy at the state fair, when I asked him to name three of the Ten Commandments, did he get jacked? I said, you're a Christian, yet you don't know God's moral law? I said, you need to make the distinction between moral law and ceremonial law. And I said, I can see clearly you haven't taken the time to do that. Christ fulfilled the ceremonial law in action. He has never abrogated or done away with the moral law of God, the Ten Commandments, anywhere at any time. As a matter of fact, he said, depart from me, you workers of what? Lawlessness. And the Bible tells us in the book of Timothy, let those that name the name of Christ depart from lawlessness. Read 1 Timothy 7. And I went on to tell this individual, you love God so much, you don't even know his word. Well, then his wife comes up and says, we're saved by grace. I said, really? So now we're supposed to use the grace of God as an occasion for the flesh. We can go ahead and do whatever we want to do because we're saved by grace. I said, read Isaiah 30. And I said, ma'am, you are wrong. I said, you are repeating what your pastor that doesn't know the difference told you. Matter of fact, we had one of our listeners from the Sons of Liberty radio there at that particular time. I said, you get to see it firsthand. See, we're contending for the faith because there's those of old that have crept in that are preaching a false grace, and they've turned the grace of God into lasciviousness, carnal lusts. They want that grace of God to be used as a cover-up to do what they want to do instead of actually asking God for more grace to keep his commandments better. I went on to say to this individual, I said, he that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. I wasn't going to move from what the written word is. I wasn't going to drop my sword while he was trying to combat me with his little wooden spoon. He simply didn't know what he was talking about. And friends, that's what I encounter on this radio show almost every single day when they have the courage to call in, at least, right? And I do high-five them for that. But they need to think about what they say before they get on the air because they do themselves in. And I'm not on the radio sitting here waiting to drop the hammer on the next person that calls in. That's not at all. But if you're going to contend for the faith, then know what the faith actually produces. And if you don't know what it is, then you better shut your hole. Just simply put, it's time to close the pie hole. And to counter that on a positive, so we can get over to the topic here, it says in John 14:21, he that hath my commandments, Jesus saying this to his disciples, he that hath my commandments and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me, and he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him, and I will manifest myself unto him. You know, it's interesting how man has the dispensation to make excuses for the things that he does wrong before a just and a holy God. You know, as it says in Romans 6, know ye not that to whom you yield yourselves servants to obey, his servants you are to whom you obey, whether of sin unto death or of obedience unto righteousness? But when you ask them how they've walked out the things of Christ, you know, like when the Lord said to Abraham, be thou perfect and walk before me. See, perfection has nothing to do with the professed body of Christ in America today. No, they have the little stickers on the back of their car that say, I'm not perfect, just forgiven. Yep, and they live accordingly, don't they, friends? And they sicken me to no end. There's no standard. Their standard is man's fallen nature according to their excuses rather than to Christ's risen nature and according to his holiness, righteousness, goodness, and truth, which are the very fruits of Jesus Christ, Ephesians 5. Amen. Hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, Sam, what would they be saying? They'd be saying, hallelujah.
Bring it down, Brother Dean,
because we are contending for the faith, and if that's what we have to do, we will do it. You know, I like when people find fault with men of God that have been transformed by the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, those that have been renewed and regenerated by the Holy Ghost. You know, remember when David was busted with Bathsheba and he made the mistake because he wasn't in battle and he said, Lord, create in me a clean heart and renew that right spirit within me. You got to keep in mind that psalm was written after he committed the act with Bathsheba, and don't forget it. And David was a man after God's own heart. And did he fail? Yep. He showed you what would happen to a man that would fall from grace. And that's not what we want to do. We want more grace, Lord, to keep your commandments better. We'll be right back after this break.
As the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
I've been a big fan of Bradley Dean and his wife Stephanie Joy's show, The Sons of Liberty Broadcast. I've also learned much by watching his DVD video series. A mutual friend introduced me to Bradley while he was in the Atlanta area doing a presentation. I've been forever changed by his powerful and uncompromising faith.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Got me for one more hour, last segment for the first hour, hour two coming up, right around the corner here. Folks, we're going to get to Romans chapter 13. Couldn't have set it up any better than our first caller. I also wanted people to understand that during the break, if you hear me yelling, we have people upstairs. And in this particular case, I'm asking for information, and there's doors all over the place. So somebody just texted me and said, "Hey, Bradley, I can hear you yelling." I said, "Well, they're upstairs, man." So anyways, you know what? This is what we do. And I'm trying to make sure that everything that we give you, friends, is line upon line, precept upon precept. So know that the yelling going on, it's a righteous yelling. Yeah, it's good. Not good on the throat, but it's good, you know, as long as you can get the job done here. President Harry Truman said the fundamental basis of this nation's laws was given to Moses on the Mount. The fundamental basis of our Bill of Rights comes from the teachings we get from Exodus and St. Matthew, from Isaiah and St. Paul. I don't think we emphasize that, he said, enough these days. Then he goes on and he says, if we don't have a proper fundamental moral background, we will finally end up with a totalitarian government which does not believe in rights for anybody except the state. I hope everybody heard that. That was in the 50s. I wonder if President Harry Truman was a tyrant too. I wonder if he was responsible for killing off some innocent victims during his time. Okay, so we're to judge men by their fruit, and if good comes out of them, it means they're good men. And the good within men is the Christ. Yep. That's how it works. I like it. Folks, we just picked up a brand new affiliate, and we found out that it was in a college town. And it's got some serious power kicking off that tower. And I got into a conversation just this last week, of course, with myself, and I knew it was the people answering back in conscience, and I'm just answering as to what's in my heart right now. This is good. This is how things are supposed to work. This is called having church. And then one of the things that came up was lines between church and state, because what we see happening today in America, friends, is we're seeing judicial tyranny. We're seeing the Supreme Court usurp its authority. They're overreaching. They're acting outside of their scope of authority. They're redefining what belongs to the institution called the church, and they have no business whatsoever there. You know, it's interesting, the separation of church and state, that lie that was given by none other than the ACO, isn't it interesting how it works for the government when they want to use that tool? But when the Christian actually understands what the law says, all of a sudden that law now works against them through a lie. Now, they frame mischief by a law, Psalm 94, that's exactly right. Thank you, Bradley. Now, going to the Danbury Baptist, the famous separation of church and state, which has today become so familiar, was taken from an exchange of letters between President Thomas Jefferson and the Baptist Association of the Danbury, Connecticut, shortly after Jefferson became the President of the United States. The Baptist wrote a letter of praise to Jefferson, letting him know their happiness that he was now the president. And in the same letter, they also expressed to Jefferson their grave concern over the entire concept of the First Amendment, including its guarantee for the free exercise of religion. The Christian religion, friends. The Baptists, the Catholics, the Presbyterians, the Methodists, the Lutherans, so on and so forth. Not Buddha, not Muhammad. Folks, though they're afforded asylum here, friends, I want people to understand that there's 300 to 1 concerning foreign religion in America. And I'm talking about 300 churches to any foreign god to America. 300 to 1. Oh, we're not a Christian nation, says the professed Christian. No, folks, because if he really practiced what he preached, he would actually have to do something about the issues at hand, right? Ah, that's weird. That's just really weird stuff. How professed Christians are attacking people that are really Christians. Now, they shoot themselves in the foot. But going back to this, the Danbury Baptists, when they wrote the letter of praise to Jefferson and letting him know that they were happy that he was now the president, in the same letter, they also expressed to Jefferson their great concern over the entire concept of the First Amendment, including its guarantee for the free exercise of religion. And therefore, Thomas Jefferson wrote the Danbury Baptists a letter assuring them that he had no intention of allowing the government to limit, restrict, regulate, or interfere with public religious practices. Did you hear what I said? He believed, along with the other founders, that the First Amendment had been enacted only to prevent the federal establishment of a national denomination. And that man had natural rights given to them by who? Their God. The laws of nature and nature's God, friends. And by definition, natural rights was a legal term used in the day stating that which the books of the law and the gospel do contain. So clearly, did Jefferson understand the source of America's inalienable rights given unto them by their Creator? Of course he did, because he was the one that penned the Declaration of Independence. He queried, and can the liberties of a nation be thought secure if we, America, have lost the only firm basis of conviction in the minds of the people that these liberties are the gift of God, that they are not to be violated but with His wrath? And to back up this sobering quote by Mr. Thomas Jefferson, the third president of the United States, who happened to be the president of public schools in D.C. District, who made the two books that were mandatory in that school district, we had nothing but the Bible and Watts hymnals. And this all coming from the father of religion. If you have not been to Monticello in Virginia, friends. You need to go visit. I've been there a couple times. I got the hat and the t-shirt. And yet the revisionists would have you believe the opposite of what and of that which is true. How is it that we've fallen for this? Because as Adolf Hitler and Joseph Goebbels said, just continuously tell the people a lie over and over and over again, and sooner or later they're going to believe it. Roger Baldwin, the founder of the ACLU, and by the way, it was an erected wall between church and state. It wasn't lines between church and state. It was an erected wall barring the government from what they're doing to you today, America, just for the record. And I want the church in America to understand something. You've never lost the right. You need to understand that when Paul said in the book of Timothy, fight the good fight of faith, guess what you do when faith is within you that Christ gave you? You fight. You fight the good fight of faith. And when you fight the good fight of faith and you do all that you can do, then you leave the results and the results up to God. And you better bet your bottom dollar he's going to answer, because he's the one that said, do not limit the Holy One of Israel. And he said, you have not because you ask not. Friends, ask. Ask him to empower you, to show himself strong on your behalf. Roger Baldwin, the ACLU's founder, he said, we are for socialism, disarmament, and ultimately for abolishing the state itself. We see the social ownership of property, he said. The abolition of the propriety class and the sole control of those who produce wealth. Communism is the goal. Who did you hear lines between church and state from, friends? The ACLU. Did you know that the ACLU was busted online, friends? But of course, the righteous in this country just, you know, told them that's a big no-no and let them go. But of course, friends, if you do it illegally and they catch you, they want to throw you behind bars. Remember, I speak to the righteous now, soft judges produce hardened criminals. I'll say it again. Soft judges produce hardened criminals. Congress shall make no law, abridging the freedom of speech. That is the ACLU's version of Article 1 of the Bill of Rights. Really? Is that what Article 1 says? Absolutely not. Your Bill of Rights, Article 1, says Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion under the umbrella of the Christian faith or prohibiting the free exercise or thereof or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for redress of grievances. That's what Article 1 says. But the ACLU keeps telling you, man, it lines between church and state. Your kids can't pray in public schools. Nope. But they say the Muslims can. Folks, you see what's happening here? You're under perfect judgment. Now, it's interesting. James Wilson, the Supreme Court Justice, drafter of the Constitution, and a signer of the Declaration of Independence, rightly said, far from being rivals or enemies, religion and law are twin sisters, friends and mutual assistants. Indeed, these two sciences run into each other. Lines between church and state? Hey, America, who told you that? I'll tell you what, you're probably hearing this from a whole lot of ignorant people in the church in America today and a whole lot of ignorant attorneys, huh? Just tell them to show you in any founding document where there's lines between church and state, and that will be the end of the conversation. Hour two coming up on the other side.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.